Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking newspaper. This is edition number 2090, recorded on Thursday, the 5th of December, 2019. I'm Trevor Wood, and I'm joined by...
me, Sophie Yeomans.
We have our usual mix of items with news from the Norwich Evening News, letters to the paper, information desk, and two features. The feature in this part looks at the stories behind the town sign at Diss and the possibility that they may have inspired the legend of Robin Hood.
In this section, we hear about the NNAB taking on an artist in residence, a telephone scam, and the fight to stop such scams by trading standards officers. First, we learn of a local campaigner for blind voters' rights receiving a national award. A Norfolk woman who has campaigned to improve voting rights for blind people and partially sighted people across the country has scooped a national award. Rachel Andrews, 46, won an RNIB See Differently award after winning a High Court case against the government over voting arrangements for people with visual impairments. The use of tactile voting devices given to blind people in polling stations has now been ruled unlawful, as they don't allow people the right to vote secretly and independently. TVDs, which help voters mark their ballot in a particular place by fitting over the document, had been in use since 2001, but were criticised for still needing the names of the candidates to be read aloud. It is thought that the ruling, a result of Ms. Andrews' legal challenge, will benefit around 350,000 registered blind or partially sighted in the UK. She said, "Everyone has a legal right to be able to vote independently and in secret, and the TVD doesn't do either of those things. When my lawyer told me we'd won and that the ruling could change the way over 300,000 blind and partially sighted people in the UK vote, I thought, oh, that's quite big. I was very pleased." Her role in fighting for a more accessible voting system saw Ms. Andrews, who is registered blind herself, named as Campaigner of the Year at the London ceremony on Tuesday, November the 26th. She said, "I see the kind of people who are nominated for awards and never think of myself as one of those people, so this is a big surprise. I'm absolutely delighted."
A Norfolk graduate is bringing the visual arts to the visually impaired in a new charity partnership. Norwich University of the Arts, the NUA, Masters graduate Amy Fellows has been appointed as artist in residence at the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind, the NNAB. Her appointment is part of a new initiative launched by NNAB to demonstrate the power which visual arts can have for visually impaired people. Freelance artist Ms. Fellows previously worked with the charity, which will be known as Vision Norfolk from early next year, on a research project into the stigmas and barriers for people with sight loss. People from the charity with visual impairments also contributed to the final pieces she submitted for her Masters in Communication Design at NUA, from which she graduated in 2017. More recently, she was chosen as one of 12 artists to create murals in Norwich Market as part of a project by the city's Business Improvement District, the BID. With NNAB, she will lead art, graphic design and screen printing classes around the county, which will culminate in an exhibition in Norwich in 2020. Ms. Fellows said, Many people think that the visual arts are out of bounds for visually impaired people. But in fact, creating art can be really therapeutic for many. And they can create art which stands up on its own merits, alongside works from fully sighted artists. When you start to lose your sight, you have to think about creative ways of doing things. The kind of creative thinking, which is stimulated by art, can help people think more creatively about how they're going to cope in their everyday life. NNAB Chief Executive Gina Dormer said, "We know that social isolation can be a big problem for those living with sight loss. So the opportunity to take part in activities which stimulate their creativity in a social context is really important."
Bank staff were forced to intervene when a woman from Chedgrave attempted to withdraw cash after a man, claiming to be from Hammersmith Police, contacted her by phone. The fraudster told the woman that her bank account had been hacked and that she needed to withdraw money to rectify it. But when she spoke to the bank staff, they advised her the incident was fraudulent and ensured no money had been taken. The following day, a second woman from Wyndham received a phone call from a man claiming to be a detective from Norfolk Police. He asked the woman to confirm her address, which she did. However, at this point, her carer intervened and asked the man to provide his collar number. When he was unable to do so, she terminated the call. Detective Sergeant Chris Archer from Norfolk Police said, "This is a known method used by suspects to commit frauds and encourage vulnerable victims to withdraw large sums of money from their accounts. Fortunately, no money has been handed over in either incident, but we clearly want people to be vigilant to such scams. Genuine police officers or staff would never approach residents and ask for cash withdrawals to be made or for people to purchase items on their behalf. I would ask people with vulnerable relatives, friends or neighbours to make sure they are aware of this type of scam. Norfolk Police warned people in the county to always ask anyone complaining to be a police officer to provide their identification number and police force." A spokesman said, "Hang up and call 101 using a different phone. If you can't use a different phone, wait at least 5 minutes before calling back. A genuine police officer will not mind waiting while you check." Officers added that police and banks would not ask for personal details such as account numbers or PIN numbers over the phone.
Netflix, Brexit, and even bees are being used by scammers trying to find new ways to con people out of personal details and money. Trading Standards officers at Norfolk County Council work to prevent scams, issuing warnings, supporting those targeted, and, where possible, bringing more sophisticated setups to court. And Alice Barnes, Safety and Fair Trading Manager at County Council's Trading Standards, said scammers were having to evolve to keep pace with society. Brexit has given rise to a new wave of scams, while some centre around Netflix accounts. Mrs. Barnes said, "While plenty of scams fall into a handful of categories, doorstepping, for example, or mail-based schemes, they had noticed a rise in recorded messages. In particular, many in the last few months claim to be from Amazon, telling people their account is in arrears or their Amazon Prime has been suspended. With scammers generally hunting one of two things, information or money, Mrs. Barnes said people were becoming aware of the value of their data and how small pieces entered online added up. She said those who gave out information risked being put on a sucker's list, which could increase the chance of being targeted again. And their advice? Just because something is there, it doesn't mean you have to act, she said. Slow down. Take a step back and think about it. We would like to make Norfolk a place that rogue traders don't come to.